T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
8:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. When it comes to the Department of Defense, is Wichita on the map? We'll find out from editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, with a local business update coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's time for three big things. After a long night in the Senate, another vote to repeal Obamacare failed early this morning. Three Republicans breaking ranks and voting no.
Two.
Hundreds of jobs might be coming to Wichita. Hormel looking at a major expansion at a North Wichita plant.
One.
14 sexual assaults near the KU and K-State campuses. It looks like that's the same suspect, serial rapist. Some of those cases dating back as far as 17 years ago. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
In traffic this morning right now, we've got traffic volumes still pretty thin out there at the moment, so not seeing any big tie-ups right now. Those gasoline prices, some places still around $2.19. Most of the retailers I've seen this morning at 218 have backed off about a penny. I did see 216 at Maple and West. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And the weather forecast, looking into the weekend, partly cloudy today with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low down to 67. Looking ahead for the weekend, sunny tomorrow. High Saturday, 87. High Sunday, 83. Below average temperatures this weekend. Right now in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 75 degrees, forecast high of 89. 24 hours from right now, you will be listening to KNSS, and you'll be listening to Wichita Means Business, which is on the air every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, right here on KNSS, hosted by John Pullman.
Hey, thanks for letting me slip in today.
Here's John right here, a day early, to give us a big preview of the show tomorrow morning.
That's right. We have a good lineup tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
It's always a good lineup.
Yeah, thanks. There's so many great people to bring in and businesses across town. But tomorrow morning, Pastor Brian Parker, he's with Main Place Youth. He's going to be coming in the studio. You know, they have an amazing outreach helping young women from all over the country, all over the U.S., and it's right here in Kingman, Kansas.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing the work they do out there. And so Brian is going to come in and tell us all about it.
Very nice. Really, well, that'll be a good story.
Really cool information and interesting as well. And then, of course, we're going to have Jack Fasciano with Angelo's Italian Restaurant. Jack will be in the studio, and I guarantee after this show, Ted, you will be hungry for the best Italian food side of Italy. I mean, it's just amazing.
There's no doubt about that.
They have a great place over there. Jack's going to give us some of the details about their menu and everything that's going on. And then we're going to have Chuck Gumbert come in from the Tomcat Group. Chuck is a business specialist, and he will give us insights on running a business with precision and with the precision and strategy of a fighter pilot, because that's what he used to be. And so he has an amazing story that we're going to have Chuck tell us all about.
Very nice. So, very varied group of folks tomorrow.
It'll be fun and interesting and maybe something for everybody.
Yeah, make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Wichita Means Business, hosted by John Pullman. John, one of my earliest memories as a kid is my mom and dad taking me to Angelo's when it was down there at the Harry and Hillside. You know, you had to walk down those steps, and there were little wine bottles lined up along the staircase, and it's like,
There's just no better place.
This is such a great place.
If you like Italian food, that is the place to go.
And I'm so glad that Angelo's is back.
Yeah.
Of course, there were several years there where it was gone and just a memory. I was like, ugh. But it's always great when something that you love comes back.
It's amazing to me, too. The recipes, the food tastes still exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's just great.
Yep. Well, that'll be fun. Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning. Wichita Means Business. 8 o'clock Saturday mornings right here on KNSS. Thank you, John. It is 8:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning. It was 50, well, it's a we do need to take a look at a budget bill that passed. The House of Representatives passed a spending bill that includes a $1.6 billion down payment that would be used for a border wall with Mexico. Boy, there's something that we haven't heard talked about
for a while. Yeah.
Seems like there's been all this other stuff that's kind of been making headlines, and that has kind of dropped by the wayside a little bit. But the House put a ton of money in the budget for the border wall with Mexico.
Some wall money.
That passed, vote was 235 to 192, but guess what? The measure will face fierce resistance from Democrats in the Senate.
Yeah, of course.
The Senate has certainly had its share of the headlines lately, and it looks like they will be right there, dead center in the bullseye for another controversy coming up in what might be a very, very close vote. It's 8:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. When it comes to the Department of Defense, is Wichita on the map? Let's ask editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Hello, Mr. Roy.
Hello, Mr. Woodward. The big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today. Can Wichita become the defense capital of the world? President Donald Trump promised to make drastic increases in Pentagon spending. That spent the stocks of defense-related companies higher and gave companies hope that they could be growing their businesses. We talked to some Wichita company owners this week about expanding their business in the defense segment. Many Wichita companies are already doing defense work. Spirit Air Systems, of course, a supplier on several programs. Textron built its Scorpion aircraft in an effort to attract attention from the U.S. Air Force. And smaller shop McGinty Machine, as an example, is doing more defense work. Federal defense spending in Sedgwick County at $1.1 billion. This week's Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast features a new way to provide health care. Dr. Charles Coffey, a partner in Pre-State Healthcare. They have a clinic locally, but they focus on serving rural areas of the Midwest using telemedicine. They can connect a specialist in Wichita, for example, to a patient in Great Bend using a cell phone. It saves a patient from having to drive to a bigger city. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And you bring up, your lead story brings up a great point. And Wichita does have a long history of inner ties with the Defense Department and defense contracts.
Yep. Boeing, of course, when it was here, the B-29s, all the military planes that were built here in Wichita for World War II, going all the way back there. And some of the other planes that were built, and Boeing left, not much more specific defense work, but Spirit branched out a few years ago and decided to make that a part of their business.
Yep, and you can check out the details of those stories in the Wichita Business Journal.
Absolutely.
Bill, it was this weekend marks the 50th anniversary of the song Light My Fire by The Doors.
Ah,
one of their great songs. Are you a guy that are you into The Doors?
Not really into The Doors. I'm certainly into that song and several other songs that The Doors did. It's pretty amazing how they kind of changed rock and roll and put their own different spin on it.
And of course,
that was right there.
Of course, that's one of the longer songs. So DJs used to plunk this one down and then go ahead, take a long smoke break or do whatever.
Right.
Yeah, they like to see those long songs on there.
And don't forget, of course, Jose Feliciano's version of that song. Pretty incredible.
Which took things, in a whole different direction, too.
Right.
Yeah, there's one deal where the folks at the Ed Sullivan Show wanted The Doors to change one of the lyrics that was supposedly risque, and they refused
to
do it.
Yeah.
They told them to change it to something dumb. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. My, how things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. Now anything's on TV.
Right.
Hey, Earl Tupper was born 110 years ago on this day, the guy that created Tupperware.
Oh, wow.
I'll bet when you were growing up, I bet there's still Tupperware in your mom's house somewhere.
You bet, absolutely. And, you put the leftovers in there, and you want to make it burp to make sure you get the freshness.
That's right. See, you got the whole spiel down. You could host a Tupperware party.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love Tupperware.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Bill. We'll have a great weekend. That's editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal, the local business update. He was lighting our fire right there. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.